Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. I'm so excited for you to be here today. I found a really pretty spot in nature to give you a little imagery of the area. I'm sitting in between a lake and a little pond, and the pond is like sprinkling its water into the lake. It's really cute and sounds amazing, so I hope it sounds good wherever you're listening and can give you that zen vibe of just let's be here, let's be present, and let's open up to receiving. So today's episode is going to be about romanticizing our lives and sensuality and giving to ourselves and what all that means, how we can do it, and really diving into that. And so to really start off, I felt drawn to say this at the very beginning of, we are so lucky to be living this human experience. We are so lucky, every single one of us. The fact that you're able to view nature in the way that we do, to communicate with others, to touch, to feel, to express, to move, to dance, all of it, every single experience, every single moment of this life is a complete and utter gift. Nothing less, and there can be nothing more. So that's where I want to start off, as a reminder to you how lucky you are, how gifted you are to be here right now. And so to really dive off into this episode, actually, I want to read something to you guys, which some of you guys may have listened to it on my TikTok, but if you haven't, then you're in for a gift. As everything is, correct? Right. So, this little excerpt I wrote is the inspiration for this podcast episode, and kind of just how I've been trying to live my life lately. So, let's just dive into it and read this. And sorry, my allergies are a little iffy still. They're so much better than they have been the last week and a half, but I still have a little nose runny run every now and then. So here we go. Take a nice big inhale with me. And exhale. Life should be a romance. Or better yet, life is a romance. From the day you were born, when your consciousness squeezed into a dense universe of cells called the human body, your story began. The romance worth the wait, as if waiting for the premiere of a movie. We are feeling creatures. We feel emotions. We feel pain. We feel other things. And we feel other human beings. But most importantly, we feel love. Any romance has it all. The boundless love that frees an individual into ecstasy. Love that is soft and gentle to the touch. The love that goes deep past midnight in a deep conversation. The love that is silent. The love from over 1,000 miles away. And as a romance has this all, it also has the pain of heartbreak, the yearning to feel whole, the fights, the drama, the unbearable, the anger, the fear, the sadness. But it always comes back to love. The mending of hearts. When all hope seemed to be lost, it found a way. It always finds a way. Because it is the way. Love is the way. You then come to realize that the pain, the fear, the heartbreak were themselves love as well. It's all a part of the multifaceted expression of love. For you couldn't feel the ecstasy unless you felt the depression. For you couldn't feel the acceptance without the guilt and the shame. the love in a romance isn't always between two people. I believe love to be the link, the connection, the relation to something. This indeed could be between another human being, but also a tree, a bee, a concept, a planet, a god, a song, a breath. Love is all around you in every moment. And the most important being the connection and love you have for yourself. Romanticizing your life in every moment. Take yourself on dates. Dance and feel each moment, for this is love. Love is not one thing, it is everything, and it is everywhere. And it is up to you to tune into it, to see it, to feel it. I just absolutely love that. Probably one of my favorite things I've written ever in my life. And I'm actually, funny story, a lot of this like new zest for life I'm feeling and the love that is being kind of reignited within me of romanticizing and like not even making love to my experience, but in a way making love to my experience. Because it, and I never understood this for the longest time. There are a lot of spiritual leaders that really focus on, what's the word? Kind of tantra, in a sense. And they focus on the ecstasy of sensuality and the kind of like making love to life, in a sense. And that is so multifaceted, like I said in the thing. But anyways, the reason that this has really sparked up within me is because I've been reading Call Me By Your Name. I watched the movie so long ago, and I finally got the chance to read the book, and it has just like lit a fire underneath me again. And I think this is really collective, in the fact that love is kind of being highlighted again. For a while, it's been very hermit mode, go within yourself, really take care of what's happening within you, uncover things, replant things, all of that. And now we get to kind of reap the rewards of that. And the only way that we could feel this deep love for life again is through feeling everything that we've been through already. So for some of the podcasts, I like to just flip to a random page in my journal and kind of get some inspiration from whatever page I flip to. And I had already kind of had the idea of what this podcast was going to be about romanticizing your life. And this is really funny that it's ironic. It's not even ironic. It's completely synchronistic. So I wanted to just kind of describe what I was feeling this day. It was February 24th is the date. And so that day I was kind of feeling off. I had this lack, I called it a lack of flavor to my life that I couldn't quite pinpoint. And I realized what it was. Well, firstly, I went to a yoga class. And I actually wrote about this in my Instagram if you guys keep up with that. I went to a yoga class, and first asana, we get into child's pose, and I was like, ding, 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 that's it. It was this kind of, I felt this yearning in my heart to just give to myself unconditionally, to just be there for myself. There's like this cute little white spider on the microphone. Oh, hello, buddy. He's talking to you guys. You guys don't hear it, possibly, but subconsciously, you do. Anyways, not to get off topic. So, I felt this, like, yearn. And I was like, that's it. I missed this devotion to self. This dedication to myself. And just to do things to conjure energy into my heart, aka love, to take time to feel my energy, to examine it, to look at it, to reflect upon it and say, I love you to myself. And I realized that the reason I was missing this for so long was because when I would go and do things out of quote-unquote self-love, whether it be yoga, whether it be going on a walk in nature, or whatever it may have been, I always had the intention of doing it to clear myself so that I could create more. Or to feel better, or whatever it may be, there was always a condition behind why I went out and had self-love for myself, and why I chose actions out of self-love for myself. And I realized that. I realized that I was conditioning and putting these barriers, these blocks on the self-love that I give to myself and the amount of love that I could feel. And so I realized that I had to give more devotion to myself in the form of unconditional time and with no intentions other than to just truly be with myself, to truly carve out space, carve out time within my experience to just say, hey, Caden, I love you. And to do that through actions, to do that through becoming more aware of just my experience and how I'm feeling and giving to myself in that way. Because like I was talking about, like I said in the excerpt I read to you guys, love is this connection, almost like gravity. And if you didn't know, and I might have talked about this in another podcast or something, but if you didn't know, you have a gravitational pull to everything. Everything that has mass has a gravitational pull towards everything else. We just feel Earth's gravitational pull stronger because Earth is so massive. But the tree that I'm sitting next to, I have a gravitational pull to it. The leaves next to me, my phone, my journal, the microphone, all I have a gravitational pull to. It's not strong enough for me to really feel it, but it's there. And I see that gravitational pull on a higher dimension is love. So if you think about, let's just say you have like a metal ball just sitting in front of you, okay? And that ball, as we talked about, has a gravitational force to everything around it. And so imagine that kind of like you can see these lines, the connection between the ball and everything around it, the trees, whatever it is, wherever you are, if you're sitting in your bed, your lamp beside you, like whatever it may be, kind of imagine these lines going towards it and connecting to it, okay? And now this one may be a little challenging to imagine, but now imagine that within every single thing that is connected to that ball, and every single thing that's connected to that ball, and every single thing that's connected to that ball. And keep going and realize that that is love. Like, and how that kind of imagery is connected to everything. That is what love is. It's the connection. It's the relation. It's the... What else did I say? Connection, relation, and link between everything in this universe. That's what love is. And so when we speak about self-love, when we speak about giving love to ourselves, it is feeding the connection between your soul, your essence, and then your self, meaning like kind of like your physical self, your ego self, where... Because I see us, we have three parts to us, 1000%. Higher self, ego self, inner child. I don't know why I couldn't think of it for a second. I want to focus more on higher self and ego self at this moment, which inner child also is connected to the ego when I talk about this. So we have the higher self. We have this higher energy source of who we are, if that makes sense. And that is what is giving love to the ego self or to the human experience, the human body, and really diving into what it means to be in a physical human body. And so if we never consciously with intentions do that, our ego self is going to feel cut off from that and feel they aren't loved and feel that they don't deserve and are not worthy of receiving love. Because how in the world can you receive love from some other source if you cannot give it to yourself from your own source? How can you believe you are worthy of love from anything else except for inside of yourself, right? And I may have talked about this in another episode. I can't really remember. They're all like molded together to me now. Anyways. So that is what giving to yourself with no intentions is. Or giving to yourself with only the intention of giving to yourself. Unconditionally. And drop away the, I'm doing this because blank. I'm doing this because of why. Like, no. You're doing it. Just because. You're doing it, period. There is no and, there is no why, there is no how, there is no anything. It's just, I'm doing this. Out of the love that I have for myself. And the intention of strengthening the connection and the love that I have for myself. And so, let's dive a little deeper into sensuality. And this can be a little taboo for some people, and it kind of was for me for a long time. But the more that I really dive into it, the less kind of shameful and taboo it is. And the only reason it's shameful and taboo in the first place is because we hold shame within our own sensuality. And I won't get too deep into that, but guys, and this is for me as well. When we judge something, when we hold a grudge or a judgment towards another, or see something as shameful or guilty or taboo, that is a direct reflection of the shame and the guilt that you have within yourself around that same exact thing. If you were completely open and not shameful at all about your sensuality, you would never have a bone in your body, a thought in your mind, judging someone else for being in their sensuality. And this isn't just like, I'm not just preaching this to you guys. This is something for me as well. Excuse me. So what I've really come to understanding deeper about sensuality is it's not about, like, sensuality and sexuality are two completely separate things. Which, I mean, they tie together, obviously, and they're connected in some way, but just because you're being sensual doesn't mean you're being sexual. But the other way around, if you're being sexual, then you're probably being sensual as well. I haven't really thought about that before. Kind of like square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square. And don't quote me on sensuality. There can be sensuality without sexuality, but sexuality always has sensuality. Anyways, that's a tangent. Sensuality is really just feeling into your experience 1,000%. In anything you do, in everything that you do. Because remember, there is love within everything that you do. So sensuality is just feeling into that love. Feeling into the experience and the energy that's flowing through your being. Think about the root of it. Sense. that's just sensing things. Sensuality is just the like act of sensing things. So you're just actively sensing your experience. You're actively attuning to what's moving through you. And there's always something moving through you. There's always something that you're experiencing. You just have to deepen your awareness of the present moment to really feel into it. And so sensuality can be from like literally any movement, like just the slightest movement of your finger, you can have like this sensual experience with. Walking on dirt, like when I walk now, I try and fully feel each and every step to its fullest. Like feeling the heel go down, and then the heel kind of always fully presses down, and I feel like a rock or some dirt or some leaves underneath it, and then it keeps going, and then I feel the balls of my feet touch, and that feels like some different sensation, and then the toes touch, and there may be a little prick on one of my toes or whatever it may be. It's sensing, it's sensitive, it's feeling into your experience. You can do it with your breath, you can do it with dancing, you can do it with any and everything. And I find it kind of challenging for my vision sometimes to get this like sensual experience, but it's there. It's easier when it's an actual feeling tone, when you're actually like physically touching something. And hearing, like that one's pretty strong for me as well. Is like when I hear something, I can feel that shit. Like when a song comes on, I'm like, ooh. And I just feel this burst within my heart. Smelling something, me just going through all the senses now. Smelling is like a kind of iffy, like, well, no. Actually, anytime I walk out in nature, I take a nice big inhale and I smell the sweet nectar of the air, and it just is like magic. Magic entering my body. And I can feel that shit. Sight. What am I missing? Taste. Oh my gosh, taste is a big one. Guys, I never have really said this, but I've always had the intention of saying it. When you are eating your food, feel that shit. Taste it. Become one with it. Like, make eating a sensual experience. Make it like you're making love. Like, and this is, I am really guilty of this in my past. And still sometimes to this day, where I would not think when I was eating. I would not taste. I would just like inhale a bunch of food. And I see a lot of people doing that. I feel like probably most people on this earth are doing that. Just eating to eat, or just getting it down, or eating more, instead of just diving into what you're tasting, what's exploding in your mouth at the moment. That was a little weird and a little sexual, but we're talking about sensuality, so whatever. Like, again, it's kind of like that taboo. It's taboo because we have so deeply disconnected from our senses and relied on dopamine hits and that type of sense to suffice for the senses that we are missing when it comes to really fully diving into our sensuality of each and every moment. And I've never thought of that before. I've never made that connection before. But that is so true. We yearn to feel something. Every human being does. But the thing is, like, we don't allow ourselves to feel the correct things. We want the dopamine hits of 30-second videos on TikTok, from eating sugar, from whatever it may be. I can't remember exactly what it was. Sometimes I get a little, like, I'm working on this, I get a little shy about recording an episode and speaking to a microphone just in the middle of a woods where people walk by me. I'm working on it. And I want to get to the point where I can just keep talking and not even give a fuck, like, if somebody's walking 10 feet next to me. But there's still, like, that little shyness within me. But the guy was really sweet, and he talked to me for a second, and looked back at me, and he was like, this looks really blissful. Like, it looks like you're having a really blissful time. That was adorable. Thank you, guy that was walking on the trail. It is indeed blissful, and I hope you guys can experience that as well. But when it comes to sensuality, again, just dive into your experience. Like, that, okay, I was talking about, like, the taboo part of it, where the reason that we don't really feel it is because, okay, no, it's all, like, coming back to me now. So, and sorry I'm, like, clicking a pin in your ear. I need to just put that away. So, as humans, we want to feel, and we're searching to feel something, and we're searching in the wrong ways, because we cannot live in the present moment, because we're always wanting something more, wanting something different, wanting something new. When in actuality, everything that you ever could possibly imagine to feel and to experience and to truly dive into is right here, right now. Diving into this experience right now will give you all the dopamine you could ever need. Truly. Like, that's, like, think about 100 years ago, they didn't have phones. They didn't have these dopamine hits and the sugar and all the junk that we eat and everything that gives us a false sense of feeling something. We didn't have that. When our brains fully developed to what they are in this age, say 1,000 to 2,000 years ago, we didn't have anything like that. Right? So the thing is, our bodies, our mind are built to be able to supply everything they need, plus the dopamine, plus the feeling, plus the experiencing your wholeness right now. And I truly am believing and diving into understanding more how sensuality is that. How romanticizing your life is that. How making love to your life is that. And when I say making love to your life, that even to myself, I can feel like this, you know, just for our own beliefs that are just not even real. They're illusions. So let's talk a little bit more about romanticizing our lives. Right here, right now, get into it. I want you to just, whatever you need, tune into your body. I need a little stretch. I need to take a nice big inhale. I need to feel my body right now. I need to really give to it, like, first-handedly. What do you need? Give it to yourself and feel into it. That's the thing. Feel into the movement. Feel into the love of it and the ecstasy of the movement. And that may be challenging at first. It may just feel weird to you. But trust me, it'll get better. And the more that you let go of the shame and the guilt of feeling a sensual experience, the greater you can actually feel into it. So give to yourself whatever you need right now. Take a nice big inhale and exhale if you need to, just whatever it is, and just feel fully into it. That was exactly what I needed. I'm so glad it's spring and gonna be summer. I'm so glad there's green. The expression of love in nature has returned. And it's so beautiful. The shading, the glistening of the leaves, all of it. It's so beautiful. I'm in love with my life. I'm in love with my experience. And I romanticize it. I always choose in each moment to do something that is going to be fun and be loving and be kind to myself and be ecstatic. Do that for yourself. Do that. And I really just keep getting pulled back to really highlighting to you guys, like, the shame and the guilt aspect of sensuality. Because I think it is so engraved and conditioned into our society that it is a sin to feel. It's a sin to be sexual. It's a sin to be sensual. It's something to hide. It's not something you talk about. Like, there is so much programming within us that keeps us shameful of just diving into our sensuality. And so, the best way that I can help with that, which it's up to you, it's not really something I can help you with, is just like seeing yourself in it, accepting yourself in it, not judging yourself for it. However that resonates for you, it's your personal experience. Rewrite your beliefs around your own sensuality. And don't give in to the shame and the guilt anymore. And the more that you rewrite, the more the shame will dissolve and you can feel deeper within your sensuality. So that is it for this episode of Conscious Creation. Thank you so, so much for being here. I truly enjoyed this episode. This is something really, truly exciting for me in my present moment. And something I'm diving deeper into and really being called into is like romanticizing my life, being sensual more, like really just feeling into each and every experience and making love with life. And I feel this is a real big time of that for a lot of people. And the more, and like this is a hint for all of you guys that are really calling in someone, the more that you can feel into it for yourself, the more you're calling them in. Let me just put it that way. The more and more that you're calling in the person, when you clear your own shame and guilt around your sensuality and become who you truly are. So with that being said, thank you so much for being here. If you are new here, welcome to Conscious Creation. Welcome and thank you for becoming a creator. Oh my gosh, there's a frog that just jumped out in front of me. Hello there. Hello, froggy froggy. Hi. Oh my goodness, he's letting me like pet him. Hi. Oh my goodness, he's so cute. Little baby frog. Come here, Bubba. I want to hold you. Can you do my outro with me? Can you do my outro with me? Can you give me a nice croak? Nice croak? Come here, buddy. Ah, yes. Good job. So the frog and I want to say thank you for joining. And if you are new here, I am so happy that you have become a creator with me. Don't forget to turn on the notifications. Follow my podcast, whatever it is, follow me on Instagram. And if you aren't new here, if you're one of the oldies, the people that truly support me, I know who you guys are. And I thank you so much for, again, all the support. And that is it for this episode of Conscious Creation. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, creators. I love you.